The Voice and Poncho Radio Show.
You're a veteran of the league. You're also a veteran of Twitter there, Daryl. Last one we wanted to ask you, if it's all right. Anything in particular Twitter etiquette that bothers you? Jason Babin shirtless in his profile, for example?
To each his own.
Get them up high, okay, yeah, go all star, and get down for y'all, to the ladies in the house, proud of y'all, you got the roots cool.
Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho. This is the pregame show, taped for you on 10-5-2012, Eagles-Pittsburgh this week, Poncho. This is a big game.
Hey, you know the date, but you don't have one. It's Friday night. I see you here every week, Tolls. Am I glowing particularly more tonight?
You are glowing.
Here's why. Saved by the Bell themed edition of The Voice of Poncho. The aliases AC Slater and Zach Morris here on the mics here. Tolls, I just figured you more for Zach. I'm Slater, you know. I'm more of the thick and aggressor type. You're the soft side.
This is a really fun week.
Yeah, it is.
We're playing Steelers. You know how the Steelers fans are. Mm-hmm. They get the 717 kind of crazy when we got to deal with these people. But it's that type of week.
And we got a nice little nugget we're going to be playing to lead up to the game. What we get?
What we got here is we got in touch with D-Tap, Daryl Tap from the Eagles. We said, hey, you want to come on and do a little bit for our show? We'll talk to you. He said, sure.
And this week, to all of our listeners, our fans, Eagles Nation should be smiling ear to ear. We got a special impact player here. This is Daryl Tap on the line. Daryl, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Just fine. Hey, a lot of our fans, and the Voice and Poncho included, are feeling pretty good about 3-1 right now. How's it feeling your way?
We feel good, too. It's a great starting point in the direction we want to go, but we know we got a lot of work to do, so we got to keep fighting, damn practice, and getting better.
It's early, but who do you see, aside from the Eagles, as being the top team in the division right now?
Honestly, everybody. I mean, you got the Super Bowl. You got the reigning Super Bowl champions in our division still in the Giants. Mm-hmm. The Cowboys are constantly improving. I mean, I know they don't have the record they desire to have right now, but they're a special team, and you always try to stay on top of those guys. The Redskins, they're constantly improving too. They got a young, explosive quarterback. So, I mean, everybody in this division is truly tough, and you know, it's always going to be a battle.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Daryl. This is The Voice here. I had a quick question for you about the Pittsburgh game coming up. Ben Roethlisberger is such a big guy when you look at him, but he's very elusive. Have you guys been doing some tape study on how to bring him down?
It's not really tape study as far as how to bring him down. I mean, once you get an opportunity to get him down, you've got to give it all your might and all your will to get that big guy down. But we definitely been trying to figure out ways to try to contain him. He does a great job from the pocket, passing the ball, and he does an exceptional job when he gets out the pocket. So it's kind of picking your own poison, but we're just going to try to give him different looks throughout the course of the game and hopefully put him in some difficult situations.
And speaking of Pittsburgh, Daryl, if we could get a little serious here, better fans, Pittsburgh or Philly?
I got to say Philadelphia. I have never been in Pittsburgh.
Nice. Our fans will appreciate that.
That's a great answer.
Hey, what is the funniest, weirdest thing you've ever heard from an Eagles fan on game day?
I don't know. It's new ones all the time. A lot of more funnier ones have explicit lyrics in it. So I'm going to leave that one alone. That was a children's program.
Most of the time, are they friendly to the opponent or not so much?
Sir?
Are they friendly to the opponent or not so much?
No, it's not a friendly play to opponents.
That's what we like to hear.
Okay, this is The Voice again here. I was watching last night on Eagles.com, Cedric Thornton. He called the defensive line a brotherhood. And I was watching that guy sweat on camera. I was wondering, would anybody buy him a headband from the brotherhood of the defensive line?
No, we have a hard time trying to find him a headband. He has a massive head.
Great. We got to ask you this. Daryl Taft from the Philadelphia Eagles, stud defensive lineman here. We very much appreciate it again, Daryl.
No problem.
Eagles, on the team, who has the worst taste in music?
The worst taste in music? I might have to go Kelce.
Is that right? Wow. What's he listening to?
You know, I don't even know what it was like, polka music during training camp. he grew his hair out on top of his head. He grew out a huge beard. He was driving a training camp with a Jeep phone blasting polka music through the hills of Lehigh University. So I got to disagree with the choice.
There you have it, folks. Jason Kelce listens to polka music there.
Okay. Which TV show, if you were on a desert island and you could only be stuck watching, would it be? ALF or Saved by the Bell?
Oh, that's... I'm going to go Saved by the Bell.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, better looking chicks on Saved by the Bell.
yeah, that's probably the reason why.
Daryl, I mean, you seem obviously a pretty cool guy, very level-headed. Considering the fame, the fortune, you've been in the league for a while, how do you sort of stay focused and stay level?
Oh, I have a strong Christian belief. I have great parents and a great family structure. They definitely brought me up the right way. And I just try to surround myself with people that have as much to lose as I do. Mm-hmm. You don't want anybody ever bring you down or put you in any kind of crazy situation. So mm-hmm. I think those things have attributed to where I am right now, and I'm truly thankful.
You're a veteran of the league. You're also a veteran of Twitter there, Daryl. Last one we wanted to ask you, if it's all right. Anything in particular Twitter etiquette that bothers you? Jason Babin shirtless in his profile, for example?
To each his own. I just let them do their own thing.
Perfect answer. Daryl Tapp with the voice and poncho. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, and we would like to thank Daryl Tapp for coming on the show, doing that little bit with us, Poncho. I mean, that's nice of him.
Tools, we are two pretty smooth fellas ourselves. That guy can hang right with us any day.
Yeah, he had a sense of humor, you know.
Good guy.
He's a good guy. All right, we got to get into this Eagles-Steelers game,
We do
Poncho.
Have a game Sunday, don't we, brother? 12 o'clock, noon on the dot. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be incredible.
My first question for you. Right off the bat. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about this game? What is your feeling?
My gut?
Yeah.
We're going to win the ball game.
Wow.
I think it's going to be ugly. I mean, you got two good defenses here. It's Pittsburgh, so you're always getting a defense. I know a lot of folks going out, brother. I mean, and this is a tip. As you know, we research a lot during the week. This is just a tip for any Philly fan driving out to Pittsburgh. They say that tools a lot. It's easy to get a space in one of those parking lots.
Really?
Apparently, all the Pittsburgh fans just park in yards. You know, a lot of the neighborhood residents are upset about that, but hey, apparently you can just pull right in the lot and get a spot.
Well, that's a good,
right next
perfect.
To Heinz Field.
Perfect. So. Okay. You said you had some keys to this game.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What are you worried about?
What scares me? Okay. Nothing in life, obviously. What scares me on the football field for Philly? Mike Wallace, for one, I think is going to have a big ball game. We talked about him a lot, I think, in the preseason. You brought him up about a fantasy pick. And then, of course, I'm worried about Mike Tomlin. I think he's a comparable coach to Andy Reid. Tools, this guy can coach, so I think it's going to be
okay. I didn't. That's the last person I thought you were going to say you're worried about.
On the defense,
coach,
of course,
Pittsburgh.
But I just think he's a good coach, and I think he's going to have his guys ready. I see a tight game.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Who has? I think defensive line for both teams.
Yeah.
Are critical. Who has the better defensive line? Who's going to win?
I'm going to say Philly because they're too deep, Tools. How many guys on that defensive line can you just pump in and out of action and they're achieved? 7, 8? We talked to one of them. Daryl Tapp's part of that. These guys are thick, and it's a deep defensive line, Tools.
I agree with you. I think this Eagles defensive line, the brotherhood, as we like to call them, as actually they refer to themselves, the brotherhood of the Eagles' defensive line are going to control this game. They're going to get a bunch of sacks. They're going to have a breakout game. I'm thinking 5 sacks.
Wow.
Ben Roethlisberger's going to have trouble. All the pundits are saying the Eagles are going to lose this game, you know? I picked them to go 12-4, so a lot of games they're going to win. And once again, I picked they're going to win this game.
I saw pundit. Thesaurus.com on your computer there, brother, when I walked in. Also, I saw a picture of me on your desktop background we won't get into that on the air. But I think Jason Babbitt has a breakout game.
Jason Babbitt?
He just hasn't had that big game yet.
I don't know. I wouldn't think about Jason Babbitt.
But the only reason I'm saying under on the five sacks is Big Ben is bloated and unaggressive as he is, can get away and avoid some pressure tools. So three or four sacks, I say.
Here's another neat little tidbit. Eagles on defense are the best at holding teams during third down conversions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The Steelers are the best at picking up third downs. So, third down, it's going to be critical.
Well, you've been researching. I know your weeks aren't busy, brother, but you must have had your face stuffed into some research. So, all that said, here's the score. It's going to be a low scoring affair. It's going to be a battle, Tools. Nobody's going to be breaking 30 here. 17-13 Birds.
17-13.
Yeah,
you think
I know,
the Eagles' defense, again, is going to hold a team below 20 points?
I just think Wallace is going to get one, but I don't think the running game is going to be a factor. So I think we hold him. Maybe 17-14, I don't know, but I'm going to be right on that range.
I'm going to ask you if this thing concerns you. Does this one thing concern you right now? Andy Reid's game plan. What do you think it's going to be? Run, or pass?
I had a great one last week. 2 weeks ago in Arizona, Tools, had something my fourth grade peewee football coach came up with and lost. So I don't know. Can he put two genius game plans together?
Yeah, I think he can.
Yeah,
as I've always said about Andy Reid, his teams start off slow. Come the end of the season, they start putting things together. Besides the 2004 team, which was an anomaly, these Andy Reid teams come on late.
Another words with friends over there, brother. I appreciate everything you've done, searching dictionaries and all. We still haven't gotten your final score yet, though.
Me?
Yeah.
I think the Eagles actually win this one going away.
Wow.
I would say 27-13.
They're getting points.
I know they're getting points.
Yeah.
I just feel the Eagles are going to walk away with this game. That's my feeling, and I'm sticking to it.
Tools, I've always appreciated your homer, and I like it. I really do, but I think two touchdowns is asking a lot, brother. Another tip for anybody going out to the game. We mentioned the parking situation, Tools. If you're just confused where to go, follow the Looney Tunes jackets, the Marvin the Martian stuff you see going towards the field. You know those Steelers fans. You just follow them, brother.
All right. Do you have anything else about the game that's going to stick out to us or not?
I told you I think it's going to be Mike Wallace for the Steelers being an impact guy and Jason Babbitt. Do you need an offensive standout from me?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
All right. Start him, sit him.
Well, fantasy football, Tools, and I told you how much research I've been doing. Okay. Usually I hit it right on.
I'm ready to critique your advice. Let's go.
Well, should we start with stardom since that starts in the middle? Start?
Go ahead.
Stardom. Here we go. Tony Gonzalez, tight end versus Washington. A great tight end. Also, like me, guy has a stable deeper than your credit card debt. I think he blows up Washington. They have trouble covering tight ends. Tony Gonzalez, touchdown at least, 7-8 catches.
But my question for you is, if you have Tony Gonzalez, why wouldn't you be starting him?
He's faded, Tools. I don't know about in the bedroom. I think he still buries and manipulates.
So are you just saying that Tony Gonzalez is going to have a breakout game?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think in an 8-team lead, Tony Gonzalez is not going to start every week.
In an 8-team league?
I'm in a thick 16-game league. So Tony Gonzalez would start.
All right. Do you want my stardom?
Yeah. Go ahead, Tools.
Demaryius Thomas, wide receiver.
How many times have you said, I love Demaryius Thomas of Broncos?
Hey, I'm saying.
You cut me off on Cutler.
People are starting to get worried about him. He had about two down weeks. Just stick with him. Make sure you don't take him out of your starting lineup. He's going to have a big game.
One thing's for sure, there's going to be a lot of throwing in that game, brother.
That's so, for sure.
You got a shot with it. Do you have a sit-em?
Oh, yeah. I have to start with my sit-em?
I'll start with mine. It's more educated and much more accurate. I got a double pair here. Similar situations. Rashard Mendenhall and Ryan Matthews. Two guys coming back. But I think they're both going to flub. guys are probably excited. They drafted these guys. Well, Matthews at least high.
Listen.
Don't get excited.
For our fans out there, we do not tell each other what our sit-em stardoms are before the show.
Not.
I have the same sit-em.
You're kidding me.
Rashard Mendenhall. This is what people are thinking. Okay, I drafted this guy late as a sleeper, or I picked him up waiver wire early as a sleeper. And you want to say, I have to start this guy to prove that I made the right decision. this is not the week to start him. I don't think he's going to have a good week.
Great analysis. Tools, when you go on that little analysis, little tantrum, I like it a lot. I think you've just surveyed it just right. I appreciate you getting the same thing. Here's a bonus for you because I know you got him. C.J. Spiller, sit him at San Fran. I wouldn't see one of those 35-point weeks this week.
Yep,
that was bonus, though, brother, and I'm big on that.
What, on a bonus?
I'm big on bonuses. I throw more than one bone, and results come out of it.
All right, it's time to bring on at Sooner4597. He was 3-for-1 last week. 3-for-1. And if you follow...
Tom's 3-and-1.
3-and-1.
Do we got to go over this every week?
I'm sorry. All right, everybody, Sooner. And we have Sooner4597 with us in the studio, Poncho.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh off a 3-for-1.
The guy looks burly as all get out. He looks ropey. How you doing, brother?
Amazing. Happy to be here, boys.
It is. We are thrilled to have at Sooner4597 in studio this week. The prophet is still on maternity leave. We are looking for Sooner to pick up from last week. What picks do you have for us? Give us some fleshy locks. Let's hear it.
One fleshy lock.
I got a buffet of picks. Started off, Philly, +3.5. I hate Pittsburgh. Eagles, 3.5. Pittsburgh's defense is old. They're slow. Eagles take full advantage of it. Give me the Eagles. New Orleans, -4 at home against the Chargers. Saints are due for a win. Give me the Saints. Green Bay, -6.5 against Andrew Luck and the Colts. Green Bay smokes the Colts. Easy win.
Wow.
Two more.
Jesus.
Giants, -7.5 at home against Cleveland. Cleveland has played well.
And this is why I hide my show notes. Took my pick right off my sheet. Okay, keep going.
It started at 9 for all you bottom feeders that follow the lines. It's down to 7.5. It's telling you to take Cleveland. I say take the Giants.
Agreed.
-7.5. Now, on to the fleshy lock. Monday Night Football. Houston at New York Jets. Jets, everyone's saying take Houston. This will be easy. No problem. Easy pick. Houston -8. It's going to be 14-0 at halftime, and then Timothy Tebow comes in,
wow,
and it gets worse. Give me the Texans, 31-10, fleshy lock. Poncho,
hey,
your fleshy 1991 Chevy Cavalier no longer will the bank own if you take my advice here. Thank me later.
I agree. I like the. I think Tebow's going to come into ball game.
Really?
I actually agree with that. Yeah.
But do you think?
I love this setup too on it. Yeah.
You are a religious man.
Yeah.
Do you think Tebow covers that for them or not?
I don't know, Tools. I don't. I know Tebow's going to be on his knees doing something. I don't know if it's going to be after a touchdown. Here's the thing. I was thinking the line in my game +12.5, brother. Sure lock.
Who? That's your fleshy lock.
What's your fleshy lock there, Tools?
No, just to get it straight for all the listeners out there, we're doing this again. We had a great response last week. Hashtag fleshy lock. Put the team that you think's going to cover the spread. We'll tweet out the spreads to everybody. Poncho's fleshy lock is...
Oh, okay, me first. All right, that makes sense. I'm going to go with Tennessee, Tools. Getting 5.5 against Minnesota, at Minnesota. But Minnesota's a joke, pretty much. And let me put something on you. Tennessee, I know Sooner doesn't know this, and Lord knows you don't know this, but Tennessee has scored more points than anybody in the National Football League. Somehow, they have a stiff quarterback, and Chris Johnson just finally started. But I think they cover 5.5.
Well, that's a good fleshy. That's a good fleshy. My fleshy lock. Take Baltimore. They're going to cover the 6 against Kansas City. Baltimore's going to break out. I have a feeling Baltimore's going to cover. That's my fleshy lock. Sooner, what do you think of what Poncho just gave us?
I don't know how much stock you put in Matt Hasselbeck. Is Hasselbeck or Locker playing?
It's going to be Hasselbeck, but it doesn't matter. They score 38 a game. What do you score a game? Minimum.
Wow. You know he's going after you personally, Sooner.
Did I mention I hate Pittsburgh, the fans, the city? I have family members that are Steelers fans. I refuse to have them over to the house.
That is true. That's a good point about the Steelers.
That's a great point. And just to give you a little insight on Steeler fans, Tools, you know, they're not the most incredibly bright folk, Top seller in the Pittsburgh Steelers team store. I researched this. Lottery tickets that are already scratched off. So wow. There you go.
All right. What about the other issue you wanted to bring up sooner? You wanted to confront Poncho about an incident that took place last weekend.
Well, we had a nice little camping trip down in beautiful Willow Street area, wherever, Millersville. I don't know where it's at. Middle of the woods somewhere.
In the 717.
717. Free trip for Poncho. Doesn't pay a dollar. Brings two beers down there. Gets a parking ticket for $10. I ask him if he wants me to take care of it. He says, no problem. I got it. He takes off, runs right through the exit, doesn't bother stopping. I get billed double that on my credit card.
Poncho.
Thanks, Poncho.
Well, speaking of the double that, there might be a reason it showed up as $20 instead of a $10 ticket.
What?
And he's wearing a pink shirt with bad hair.
What's the reason?
You got one too, brother.
That I got a speeding ticket.
All right, it's a Voice and Poncho camp out. Yeah. Tools also gets a parking ticket.
Both the Voice and the Poncho got a parking ticket.
And stuck it on sooner. Well, hey, that's the price of being a fan there, Tools.
Well, this was an electrifying pregame show with a lot of points. Sooner told us he has to sit him, start him for fantasy. He said he didn't think our picks were that good, so he's going to give us some.
I'm not going to go Poncho here and go Beanie Wells sit him. I'm going to go Mr. Peyton Manning up against New England. In New England, big time problems for Peyton. The stardom.
Holy cow, that's your
Peyton,
sit-em. That's
that
a good
is
sit-em.
A sit-em.
It's a ballsy sit-em.
My stardom is Alex Smith against Buffalo's amazing defense.
In Poncho's 16-team league where he averages 50 points a week, he has Alex Smith. Will you start him, Poncho? Will you start him?
Well, now I will, because I was looking at Cutler, and I figured he had a nice game last week, and they're playing against dogs in Jacksonville. I don't even know if they put 11 guys out on defense. I was going to go with Cutler. I might go with Alex Smith now. He never has the big numbers. But considering I did score 84 points last week. 29 in week two, though.
And lost.
But well, if we could ask Sooner one more thing, Tools.
Okay.
This is a special Saved by the Bell edition. Are those three broads, Kelly, Jesse, and Lisa Turtle, the underrated meat, which would you go down in the hay with?
Definitely Kelly. Kelly Kapowski.
Yep, that's a good
answer.
That's
the chalk answer, but chalk, give it to me.
They're super glue on those knees, though, Tools. They don't open up. And I'm telling you, Lisa Turtle would get nasty in a second.
I just read an article that she has major mental issues right now and, like, she can't go out in public. But
perfect.
Anyway.
Exactly. Those the mental midgets and the ones with issues upstairs will get real dirty.
All right, pregame show, week five's in the books. Go Eagles. Have a great week.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses. And her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.